Hey guys, it's Brianna here. Welcome to another episode of Oh Brother, your favorite Big Brother podcast, where I'm joined by my Big Brother obsessed friends to chat all things BB. Listen as we discuss all of the alliances, backdoors, and twists you love to watch. Plus, we'll let you in on some live feed moments that you may have missed. Enjoy! Hi, Christina. How's it going? It's been a while.
Hi, Brianna. That's going good. It has been a while. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited. We haven't talked Big Brother in so long, but
I know, right?
it's
Oh, my God.
been a couple weeks since the finale. So
I feel like it's been like so long.
I know. It feels like it's been years. But realistically, it's only been like 20 days. We're recording this on the 29th and the finale was the 9th. So it really hasn't been
that
long.
Oh my God, it feels so long.
Like basically 3 weeks since the finale.
Oh my goodness.
So it's about time we do a Where Are They Now episode where we let you know what the cast is up to these days post finale because they're out there living their lives. Before we do, I just wanted to give a quick thank you to the listeners. It's been a long season and you have stuck with us. So I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the pod. Also, Christina, I wanted to thank you and my other co-hosts, Shauna, Jonathan, and Fallon for joining throughout the season. It's been amazing. Couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you so much.
I look forward to having an outlet for my Big Brother opinions.
I know, right? We have fun. We have a good time over here.
Well, because when I vent to my mom, you see, she never agrees with me.
Yeah.
And she don't think game-wise. She goes, that person looks weird when they breathe. I don't like them. She's like, just like, I don't know.
She goes straight off her vibe. Let's jump right in. So after the finale, there was yet another rap party at Todrick Hall's house.
Why do we involve him?
I know. I'm so sick of it at this point.
Let him.
But I think the reason this happens now is because the season where it was like COVID times, he hosted a party at his house.
I know where they started it, but like, come on. Like, he ain't shit.
I know. I hate him so much.
Can we like pick another celebrity to host these parties?
I think it's just because that one season they did it and then they stopped doing the like official rap parties and he just kind of like took it over.
They stopped altogether?
Yeah, they don't do like the backyard interviews anymore. They don't do any kind of like official rap party. So Todrick has been hosting them, I guess.
I want them to go to Dr. Will's or something.
Oh my God, imagine. I wonder what his house
is like.
Or
like have Boogie do something.
They would never, ever do anything with Mike Boogie. There were a bunch of alums there. I saw a few of them in some photos. The Alyssas were there. Brittany, Monty, Kylan, you know, all the usual suspects.
I don't know what it is. I just don't like Kylan.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. I wanted to like him, but I just can't.
I forget what show it is, but like he's on it now and I'm like, oh my God, give me a break.
Isn't he on The Challenge?
Was The Challenge. He was on something and I'm like, please God, no.
Yeah, he's annoying. We're going to go person by person and give you updates on what each of them are up to since
I'm interested.
The finale. But before we do that, I feel like we should go through, I mean, the thing that everybody wants to know about, which is the showmances. So I feel like we should just quickly touch on that before we go person by person. So, showmances were interesting this season because we had three of them, I guess you could say. I mean, it's no surprise that Blue and Jared are not together postseason. I think everybody knew that was going to happen. It doesn't seem like they've really hung out much since the finale. There were a few pictures of them together at like some of the post-finale things that the full cast did, but they didn't post anything about them hanging out one-on-one. So I feel like it was pretty like cut off after the season. Matt and Riley, however, it was a weird thing where like Julie was referring to them as boyfriend and girlfriend on the show, and then people were commenting on how it seemed like Riley was cozying up to Jag more than Matt post finale and stuff that people were posting. But
post-finale? Oh, geez.
Yeah, but then she posted an in-feed photo with Matt on the 13th. And she was thanking him, and the caption was, "Finally got this guy out of the have-not room with a wink." And so then people were like, okay, maybe they are together. But then she posted, or she was doing a live stream, and people clipped out a video of her talking about it. She said, "They're not together. They're still friends." But she kind of like put the, not the blame, but like the reason on Matt. She was like, oh, he wasn't ready, or like wasn't in the right headspace for like a relationship or whatever. I have the clip, so I'll put the audio in, but very weird. Like, I didn't see them being anything after the season anyways.
Am I dating Matt? We are not dating right now. You know, he needs time. We talked about it. He needs time. He is doing his thing, and I'm not going to interfere. You know, I'll always be his friend. But right now he was pretty honest, and he said that it's not a good time for him, and he needs to, he's overwhelmed. He has a lot going on. So I'm going to be there for support when he needs me. And that's that.
So I'm not shocked.
Did you see Jag's comment on it?
No. What did
he wrote?
Say?
"Our bromance" with like the greater sign. And she said, "Quit yapping."
That's funny. But yeah, so those two are not together. Corey and America, however, are together. And we'll get into some more updates on what they're up to.
At first, I thought it was cute. But then I was like, okay, she's giving him, making him shave or do certain things, making him get a tan. I'm like, bro.
No, she didn't make him do any of that stuff, actually. Like, the mustache thing, people were like, oh, shave it, like, keep it. And she was like, I like it, but you can do whatever you want. Like, I don't think she made him do anything.
I think she instigated.
Maybe, but he loves it, so that's all.
She tells him what to do, and he's like, okay.
But we'll get into some updates about them later. I am in the camp of, like, they were really cute at first, then they got icky, now I think they're cute again.
Maybe because you don't have to watch them every day.
Yeah, and like just towards the end of the season, once Corey went home, then I was like more of an America fan again. So then I was like, okay, I can root for them again.
Yeah, I think I feel the same way. I mean, like you said, they were cute at first, and then they got really like cringy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I'm out. I feel like I'm still kind of on the outs of like, they're just annoying, because I think I just have no intention, like, no desire to see what they're doing. Like, I'm curious to see if they're still together, but like,
right,
they're together, cool. Like, I don't want to,
obsessed. Like, they're, what do they call them? Coors Whores and Americunts are their fan names, which they love, apparently. Coors Whores and Americunts, those are the names.
They call themselves that?
Their fans apparently do.
What can his groups just be? The Burgers.
And Corey and America think those names are hilarious. So I think they've stuck at this point.
If she's America and he's a burger.
The new cookout. Let's start it off with our girl Kirsten, who I don't have too much to say about, because obviously she wasn't in the season for very long. She did post some clips from the pre-jury party, which was like during finale day when all the pre-jurors were together. Also, her birthday was one day post-finale, so it was kind of cute. The cast got her like a cake and stuff, which I thought was nice. I did see that she claims she turned down a date with Josh from Big Brother 19, who slid into her DMs. And her reasoning was, God, I didn't even know who he was until other people told me, which I thought was really funny.
Stop, I can't.
Josh would try it.
Why? Can someone please not renew his contract for reality television?
I fear that we're going to be stuck with him for a long time.
I do have to admit, the last season of the challenge that I just watched with him in it, he only annoyed me like once.
Oh, like, that's gross.
And that's like an all-time low record. Like, he was decent. He only cried a couple times. But other than that, he really didn't annoy me. Like, he took moves. He didn't complain. He was pretty decent.
Well, that's good.
And mainly because he didn't go after my favorite character on there, my favorite reality guy. So I'm like, all right, you're not bad.
You're like, okay, you can stay.
You can stay. Johnny Bananas is in. You're fine.
Well, apparently Kirsten was not into it because she turned it down.
Smart girl.
She also created her own fragrance. It's called 26 Gommier. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Gommier. In case you're interested, apparently people constantly tell her she smells good, so she thought it was a good time to make her create her own scent. We love a businesswoman. Am I going to buy the fragrance? Probably not, but go off, girl.
Probably not. Go off. Goodness.
Also, a lot of the cast members have created Cameo accounts. So, first person who has a Cameo is Kirsten. Christina, I need you to guess how much she's charging, aka, how much do you think she values herself?
Is it Kristen? Kirsten, what is her name?
Kirsten.
I can't
It's
even. Thank
Kirsten.
you. I can't. I can't. Every
You're
time I
not the
see
only.
someone with a
You're not the only one that messed that up, though, because post-season she posted something about like, oh, we finally all got the name right when they were singing her happy birthday, because people during the season were calling her Kirsten and Kristen and stuff. So you're not the only one.
Not important. I'm gonna guess $20.
You're right on the money. Exactly $20
Woo!
is what she charged, which I think is very
Woo!
fair for the first boot because she did have like a little fandom. Like people were like, oh, she was gone too soon, blah, blah,
She ain't
blah.
that popular, but like when I win a game of Money Solitaire with my grandfather back in the day, I'd get a solid 220.
Right?
So
Like I feel like $20,
$20, $20.
that's, I feel like that's fair. That's a fair
Pocket money.
price.
Thanks.
Next up, we
All right,
have
next.
Riley. I watched part of her exit interview back when she was evicted. And I wanted to point out that she said she thought and hoped that Jag or Matt would win the season. And that was back second eviction.
So those are
So
her only friends.
she clocked it. But yeah,
Those
those were
are
her two
her only
buddies.
friends.
So
You
of
mean she
course she would say
cocked it.
that.
Cock-a-doodle-zoo.
She cooked it, is what they would say.
Oh God. I want to say in the, I see part of me wants to say 20-25 range, but part of me is also like 25-30 because she'd think a little more highly of herself. Not a bad way. So I'm gonna say 25.
Riley put herself at $40, which was a steep price for
You know
second
why? If she
boot.
wasn't involved with Matt, half that price would go down.
That's true. But she
Sorry,
also
not
is
sorry.
like using this weird platform that fan quote unquote fans can pay for likes and follow backs and like for her to reply to their comment and stuff on Instagram, which is really
That's
weird.
sad.
I think Ceree has one too. There were a couple other cast members that had one of those, and they're getting dragged by America and Kat Dunn and some of the other like Big Brother alums on Twitter,
Oh
which I
my
think
God,
is
Kat,
really
stay out of the
funny.
drama already.
But America has been dragging them on Twitter for it, and I think that's hilarious.
America needs to shut her yapper.
She is so fucking funny though. She says what everyone else is
She
thinking
doesn't
and
have a
like what
filter.
no one else has the balls to say it, but she'll say it. Back to Riley though. So she,
$40. Holy crap.
I thought it was really funny that both she and Izzy posted videos of those tooth flossers that they were just lying on the street to their Instagram stories with no context. So like anyone else that would see that would be like, why the fuck did they post that? But anyone who
Like,
has
what
watched the
the
season or the feeds knows it's an inside joke because of Matt and how he got like half the house on the flossers trend. That whole thing
goodness.
is funny to me because the reason he stopped doing it is because production said to him, people who watch feeds think that's gross. So he stopped doing it. Other than that, like she was at some of the finale parties and stuff. She headed home to Nashville after that. She's back on her bartending gig. And that's pretty much it for her. Like nothing too crazy.
Boring.
Hyson is maybe my favorite person, in general and postseason. His social media presence is my favorite thing ever. He also immediately went home the day after the finale, which we love. He was like, I'm here for this, and then I'm getting back to my life because I have better things to do.
Oh my
One of the
goodness.
things he posted on his Instagram, this was pre-finale. a video from Zach, Corey's brother, inviting him to Thanksgiving because they both are annoyed by Corey. Zach was like, because we've both had to live with Corey and deal with him, we can bond over this. And like, you have to come to Thanksgiving. It didn't end up happen. It didn't end up happening. He didn't actually go, but he did post the video, and I thought that was funny.
Oh my goodness, I
He
can't.
also gives advice because he works in like mental health spaces and stuff. So he does these Q and A's on his stories and sometimes on his feed. And so people send in questions on like, how do I deal with this thing in my life and blah, blah, blah. And he'll post video responses, which are actually like very insightful. But somebody asked, how do I get my life back after Big Brother? And his advice absolutely killed me. I will put like the clip in here so that you guys can hear it. But he basically was like, you know, there's no longer like live feeds for you guys to tune into. You've probably like over-identified with the house guests and used it as a coping mechanism and like a distraction in your life and all this stuff.
This is a really important question. Now that we've had the Big Brother finale and there are no longer the live feeds to tune into, most likely without knowing you, you have probably over-identified with some of the house guests and used it as a distraction from your life and/or identity. The best tip that I can give you is to focus on the things that you have personally neglected and put that time and energy that you have spent invested in other people on yourself. I think that this is the best way of sort of making the transition into your normal life.
And everybody's like, he just dragged like all of the people who watched feeds inadvertently, giving this advice, which I thought was funny. He also gave advice for AmeriCorey fans who are missing seeing them every day. And he said, you're probably missing seeing them every day because you're missing love in your own life and you're living through them, which is
Oh my God.
fucking hilarious. And he's like dead serious too when he does these videos. For Blared fans, who are worried that they
Blared.
aren't who are worried that they aren't together post-season, he said, ask yourself why you're so invested in their relationship. You don't want them to form a relationship to appease other people. And then he said, it's none of my business if they're together, and it isn't any of yours either, which was
Oh my God.
hilarious.
Come on, like, just make it as a joke, dude.
I love him
I feel like sometimes he's
so
too
much.
serious.
He takes everything so
You know who
seriously,
he
and I don't
reminds
think
me
he
of?
realizes that like these people are joking with their questions,
You know
but
who
I
he
kind of
reminds me
love
of?
that he says it seriously.
Have
Who?
you seen that guy, Uncle Mike, on TikTok?
Oh, maybe.
He's like, what is it, bitch? Like, he's just so serious, but like sarcastic. He reminds me of him, but just more emotional.
Yeah, I think Haesom,
I'll have
like
to send you his videos. He's funny.
his serious videos are inadvertently funny. Like, I think he intends them to be serious, but doesn't realize how
Yeah.
hilarious they are. I just love him. He's so fucking funny. And then he met up with Jag for pizza in Seattle recently, like yesterday, I think. Or no, it was before Thanksgiving, I think. Which I thought was sweet. I'm kind of surprised he's keeping in touch with any of them, to be honest. Not that I think that like he would completely block them out of his life, but I just didn't see him being like super into like
I feel
meeting
like him being like, that
cast.
was in my past, moving on.
Yes, totally. He seems like that type of person. Also, the sweetest thing ever, Haesom is not on Cameo, but he is doing his own version where if you donate to your favorite charity and you send him the receipt, he will send you a Cameo style video, which is so wholesome and so sweet, and we love that.
I like that.
Next up, we have Red Utley.
Aww.
Utley, I still don't know how to pronounce it.
Red.
I don't have a ton of updates for him just because most of these people I stalked on Instagram and Twitter. I did not have the time to go through all of their TikToks, but I do know that Red is like super, super active on TikTok. I
What
think
is his
that's like the
actual name?
main platform that he uses. On TikTok?
On Instagram.
Oh, his Instagram is something weird. Hold on. Lucky underscore red 85. But he hasn't really posted at all on there. So if you're looking for updates on Red, check his TikTok. I did see that he was hanging out with Bowie Jane and Cameron postseason. When we get to Cameron's updates, there's like more of an update on their friendship.
The brother,
so we'll talk
the
about
account
that.
Doesn't even follow him.
Probably because they don't know that it exists. It took me a while to find it. And it's not active. Like, he hasn't posted anything recently. He's hosted a couple live streams on TikTok.
Big Brother CBS on Instagram is on that unfollow game.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I'll be curious to see who they follow and who they don't. They don't follow me, that's for sure. But yeah, he does a lot of live streams on TikTok. I've seen him do them with like Cam, Jag, Bowie Jane, the usual suspects. So that's what he's up to. He's not on Cameo either, as far as I know. Next up, we have Izzy. She's another one that like went to the finale stuff, but then pretty much immediately after went home and was just back on her music grind, doing her flute stuff. She's also super into Survivor, so she's posted some videos like practicing the Survivor puzzles. Are you watching Survivor this season?
I am not.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say, for those of you who are watching Survivor, she met up with Kelly after her Survivor eviction, and the caption made me laugh. It was, category is lesbians with iconic exit lines. So if you're curious to see that pic, check out her Instagram. She's also going to Philly for a Survivor like watch party event. I don't actually know if that already happened or not, but she did post about going to some watch party event. She's like a huge Survivor person. I'm kind of surprised she wouldn't try to do that over Big Brother, but maybe if they ever do a crossover.
I'm sure she has applied.
Right.
Because with Survivor, they get such, I don't want to say not a diverse cast, but they're just like any other reality show. They try to be diverse, but they're not that diverse.
They get a lot of the same people that probably apply.
Yeah. And with Survivor, you don't get as many. How many people did they start off with, Big Brother?
Like 16. This season was 17, but usually it's around like 16, 18.
On Survivor, I think they go for a different kind of group of reality TV people, because I know a kid who used to love doing reality TV. I used to talk to this guy, and he loved Survivor, Big Brother, all that, and he would apply and apply and apply. Survivor never got back to him, but he made it to like right before the final round of Big Brother.
Yeah,
but he would not get anything from Survivor, and I'm like, maybe they just have a different criteria or something.
I also imagine that they probably have more interest. Like, I think more people probably try to get on Survivor than try to get on Big Brother.
Oh, hands down.
So it's probably down. Harder.
Well, Survivor's been around for how long?
I know, like 40 something seasons, but they also do 2 seasons a year.
Yeah, but I feel like Survivor's been around way long. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
It's been a lot around longer, but I don't think by that much. Just there's just so many more seasons because they do two every year.
The year 2000.
What year did Big Brother premiere?
2000. No, not 23.
Same. 2000. July of 2000.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
I feel like it's because Survivor had this hype for so long.
Well, the Survivor has more of a cult following. After the first season of Big Brother, people were like, what is this show? It's stupid. They almost didn't even get a season
I think it
two.
Was just so chaotic that it wasn't. You know
it didn't
mean?
Pick up until Survivor, season two, because season one was like America votes for who goes home every week versus the house guest voting. And then season two, they changed it. So that's why.
Well, I feel like also Big Brother would change a little bit throughout each season, at least in the beginning. Whereas Survivor was the same concept, simple concept, the whole game. Just had twists and turns. Same exact kind of foundation. And I think once you start something and it works, don't fix what's not broken. And they just kept going. And I mean, I love reality TV. And as far as I can remember, everybody and their dog knew about Survivor.
Yeah, totally.
Everybody. Whereas I didn't really know about Big Brother when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But I remember watching Survivor.
Yep, totally. No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
And I feel like Big Brother was more for like the adults versus like Survivor was like everybody watched. Like kids
yeah,
would go to
I
their friends'
like,
houses to watch. Like
I
every
feel like also
week.
Big Brother, honestly, years ago, I felt like it was more for the young adults.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Like that's what I like watching previous seasons and thinking of how the early 2000s were. It seemed like maybe people in their 20s and 30s would watch it, whereas Survivor, like you said, more people. So I think that's how it got such a cult following, by opening up their audience. But I don't know. We'd go on about this forever. I just, wow.
I would like to see Izzy get on. That would be fun.
I would too.
I love her. She's so fucking
Who
funny.
I would love to see on there? Felicia.
Oh my gosh. I don't think she could do it, but
The
I would be excited to see her on anything, to be honest.
Oh my God. I can't even think of Ceree on Survivor, to be honest.
I know. I have to go back and watch her seasons. She was younger then, so maybe that's the
Still,
difference.
it's funny.
How
But
much do you think Izzy's charging for Cameo?
I'm thinking $45, $50.
She's charging $40, which I think is like lower than she could be. I feel like
That's
she
what
could,
I think so too. I think
because
she should at
she's like
least be
such a
charging
big
50.
personality. She can play some flute. Like, it
Well, she
feels a
also
little
played a lot of the
cheap.
game. She
Right.
did a lot when she was there.
Yeah. She was a big personality in the house too. So you'd think it would be more,
I
but.
feel like at least a whopping 50.
Right? 50 feels fair to
At least
me.
a 50.
I will say, I did not check the prices as of today. These are the prices as of when they first signed up. So they may have changed, who knows? But this was like when they first got on Cameo, how much they valued themselves as. Next up is Jared. How much do you think his Cameo is?
-4. He'll pay
It
you.
should be.
No. Oh, Izzy's is 50. I just saw.
Oh, so she
Curious.
upped it. Good. Good for her.
She
We
went to
love
work.
somebody that knows their
Jared,
worth.
honestly, I feel like he's full of himself. So he probably at least put 45 to $50. So I'm thinking $45.
When I last checked, it was at 40. So honestly, not bad. I mean, I don't know who's buying cameos from him, but it's not too crazy of a price where I feel like
I think it's
he
decent.
went overboard. Yeah.
If I was unbiased about it, I think that's a fair price.
I will also say that he actually did have some pretty sincere apologies post-show. Hopefully, he actually does the work to educate himself like he said he was going to. But I think a lot of times when people come out of the house and they get backlash, they kind of lash out. Jared actually did apologize for some of the stuff that he did and said inside the Big Brother house. So whether or not he actually changes his behavior on the outside, we don't know. But obviously, you know, the first step is an apology. So I just wanted to throw that in here because I feel like that's important to mention. On November 12th, he tweeted, this is after the finale wrap party stuff. Y'all, I did not know the BB25 squad can party like that. I'm going home. So clearly they had some fun. Otherwise, he hasn't been up to much. He posted about his quote unquote sister, Izzy, on his Instagram. He's posted hanging with his mom a bit. You know, they reunited obviously after the finale. But otherwise, he hasn't posted too much of like what he's up to these days.
Honestly, you want to know something funny?
Yes, go for it.
He raps. He raps.
He's a rapper. Yeah, I did know that, but I didn't know he was up to it now. I thought it was pre, like, I thought it was like old Jared videos that people found. Is he doing new stuff?
No new stuff. It's called Need a Gangsta.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna tell you one of these lines that he has.
Okay, I'm ready.
Bitches ain't shit, and I learned that from my granny.
Is he calling his granny a bitch? I'm confused.
I don't know. No, bitches ain't shit, and I learned it from my granny. So maybe she told him, "Hey, bitches ain't shit."
Maybe. Or
And
he's
then he
calling her
talks
a
about
bitch.
some women's body parts that I won't
Of course he
repeat.
does. Of course he does. Hopefully the new raps will be full of feminism and and not shaming women, because Jared, we don't like that around here.
I bet you after the season, Blue had an internet, and she went, "Oh no." His name is Pooh Hunnit.
Oh,
POOH
God.
UNNITD.
Mimi, next. At the rap parties and things, she was hanging. I
Wait,
noticed she was.
Mimi's next? I thought it was Cam. Never mind.
No, Cam made it to jury.
I know that. But I was forgetting that we would put him later because he came back.
Oh, yeah, he did come back.
Because I remember they were doing the battle back thing, and I'm like, what's he going
Technically,
next?
he never really left. I mean, he walked out the
You
door,
right, he was just misplaced.
but at the finale parties and things, I noticed like she seemed like she was hanging out with Amara Corey a lot. She seems to be besties with Blue, and also Corey's brother Zach was in like a lot of her photos. But after the parties and things, she was back in DC, doing a
Wait, you
lot
say
of.
Corey's brother Zach, the one from
Yes.
Survivor?
Yes.
That threw me so much off because when we were talking about who the heck was it,
Hysam.
Hysam talking to Zach, I was on a video of him on Zach Rance's podcast and it threw
Oh
me
my
off. I'm
God,
like,
that's
he's
funny.
not Corey's brother.
Wait,
And then
Hysam went
I
on
got
Zach
confused.
Rance's podcast?
Oh yeah, you didn't see it?
Oh my God, I have to listen to that later. That cracks me up. I forgot Zach Rance even had a podcast.
I was like, what the heck?
That was funny.
I'll send it to you. But yeah, I was like, wow.
I'll have to listen to that. But yeah, Mimi has been doing lots of IG lives with her fellow cast members. I think they're still up on her Instagram if anyone's curious. She's also been like posting a lot about where she gets her clothes because I guess people have been messaging her being like, girl, I like your style. Where did you get XYZ thing? So if you're into Mimi's fashion choices, then check out her Instagram because she's been posting all that stuff on there.
Mimi.
Otherwise, she's kind of like kept to herself. Her Twitter's pretty funny if you haven't seen it. She has a lot of funny takes, and there was a trend throughout the season of Big Brother fans retweeting her old tweets, like when they were relating to what was happening in the game. And now she's doing it too, which I think is funny. How much do you think she's charging on Cameo?
She should at least be charging 50. So I'm going to say 50, 55. So I got to pick one. I'm going to say she knows her worth, 55.
Her price is 44.
Girl, 44.
Yeah, which feels weird, like a weird price,
She like the
but
number four or something.
I guess so. Maybe that's her angel number.
Maybe it's so she's under the tax bracket.
It's probably, you know what I bet it is? I bet the filters for like if you're like, oh, who do I want to get a cameo for? Let's look at people under $45. I bet that's why. So she's at 44, so she sneaks by.
Some Marty pants.
Now we've got your boy Cameron.
My boy. Oh, no, my boy.
Cameron,
My boy would have a haircut.
Cameron reunited with Stevie on Monday after finale. So he did some of the finale parties and then he went home, reunited with his little girl, which is very sweet. He posted a
Love Cameron.
photo on his Instagram. I think there may have been a video too on his story or something, but I don't know if that's like still
Oh,
out
you
there.
know what my, before we get into it, you know what my mom said, right? I was talking to my mom, you know, number one Felicia hater. So I was talking to her and she's like, you know, I just love Cam with like the fact that he's a single father and he's a veteran. I go, what about Felicia? She's a veteran. She goes, no, she's not. I go, yes, she is. She's in the Air Force. She goes, she was?
Oh, she
Why did I
missed the
not
whole
know this?
segment.
I go, Ma, they talk about it in the first. She goes, I miss that.
They
I go,
talked
I
about
still
it
don't
when she
like her.
talked about her domestic violence thing too. She talked about it again. Like that was why she joined, I think.
Was like, oh my God, Ma. She goes, maybe I missed that. I don't know. I still don't
Maybe she
like
would
her.
have liked her more. That was
She
funny.
said, I still don't like her. I went,
Oh
okay, well, give
God.
her some slack. She goes, she's still weird for putting everything in that robe. That's disgusting. I go, they're in baggies.
She's just still hung up on that potato, isn't she?
Hung up on the chicken wing.
Oh, the chicken wing.
She goes,
That the
she
chicken
had a
wing was
chicken
in a
wing in her
bag.
pocket. I go, Mom, it's in a baggie.
The Oreos were just in there hanging out.
That's disgusting.
Now, at least the chicken was in a bag and the potato was
I
in
miss
some
Turner.
foil.
That's bussin'.
Back to Cameron. So he honestly has been just like loving the fame, it seems. He's doing lots of live streams, lots
Probably so
of
different to him.
reposts of his quote unquote fans on his Instagram. He did a meet
What are
and
his fans'
greet.
names? Do they have a name?
I don't know. Camorons maybe or something.
Cam's hams.
Cam's morons.
Moron.
Camorons. I just don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't at the same time. But he's been loving it. He's been reposting everybody, liking people's things, following all his fans, doing meet and greets and stuff.
That's kind of
So
sweet.
good for him.
Like, it's not like he's trying to take advantage of it, but he's also like thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah, he's reveling in
And
it.
honestly,
He's
good
having
for
his
him.
moment. He's having
I
his
would do that
moment.
too. I'm looking so like bittersweet to do it, you know?
I know, because it's like, it's over, but also...
I think after he won America's Favorite, that was just such a sweet reaction, in my opinion.
I also think he'll be back on the
floored.
Show at
he
some point.
Oh, I think so, too. But he was, like, so genuinely, like, speechless. He was like... Oh.
Yeah, he was shocked.
I thought it was so sweet. I mean,
listen, I was shocked, too, but...
Yeah, he was like... And then when... Who was it that said he was the hero of the season? Maybe. He goes, huh?
Mimi was like, I was surprised to see that Cameron was the hero of the season, which I thought was kind of like a backhanded compliment.
Looked at her and was like, huh?
He was like, wait, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
I think
he's
it's
locked
funny.
Up in the jury house. He had no idea.
He's like, I've been isolated, man.
Oh, he did a post. It was like a selfie of him in red on his Instagram. And the caption reads, one of my most frequently asked questions is about me and my buddy Red. Yes, we talked, we are good, and we have lots in store for the future. Chill Billies are on the rise. So I bet you they're gonna do a podcast or something. But yeah, they're good, they're bros, everything is good in Chill Billy universe. How much do you think Cam values himself?
I think he lowballed it, but I'm gonna say $60.
44, so same as Mimi.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he could have easily gotten another 15.
Especially because he was favorite. Like, I wouldn't be buying his cameo, but I feel like there is a market for it.
Honestly, I think he genuinely is, like, just appreciative of everything.
Yeah. Next up, we have Corey Wurtenberger, who is not on Cameo. At least last I checked,
thank
he wasn't.
God.
His family had a watch party for the finale, and it was very wholesome. They all dressed up as versions of Corey, which I thought was funny.
Stop, but they have crayon on their face.
Zach was Corey in the pink outfit. I don't remember what the rest of them dressed as, but there were mustaches involved. I know that. Oh, I think
sure.
His little sister wore the robe with the tie around her head. One of them did that look, so...
One of them should have
very
worn,
wholesome.
What was it, Blue's outfit that he tried on?
Yeah, that's what Zach wore, the pink outfit that Blue wore. Or like a version of it, I guess. AmeriCorey and Jailer had a double date post-finale.
Jailer.
So it was AmeriCorey, Joseph, and Taylor.
They're not even together.
I know, but
which
they're
makes
still
me
friends.
Sad.
Yeah, they're friends.
Okay, well, don't give us false hope, please.
But yeah, they're not together anymore.
I do have to say, I
thought
they were very cute together.
Me too. Well, this is the thing, okay? This season, postseason, has been so lame in comparison to last season. Last season, they were all partying for weeks. Like, Taylor and Joseph, like, being in a relationship was, like, a big, huge thing. And then the Claire and Derek of it all was a huge thing. Like, that season, I'm like... This season is so...
Oh my God, whatever happened to Claire and Derek?
Comparison. They're still together. They won the Amazing Race together.
Oh my God, go them.
Yeah, they're a power couple.
Them.
I love them. I watched them on the Amazing Race. It was really fun to watch.
I don't think I've ever watched that whole show. Like, I've seen clips, but...
It's fun. The only thing
I feel
about
like it
the
gives
Amazing
me anxiety.
Race... Yeah, and it's also... It gets repetitive. Like, because every team... is going to every checkpoint and doing every challenge over and over again. It gets kind of boring, like watching people do the same shit
Welcome
over and over
to
again.
MTV's reality television.
Yeah, it's not fun sometimes, but it was fun to watch them, especially because they won. My favorite thing that Corey did postseason was he did a copycat version of that cringy thirst trap that Matt posted on TikTok that people unearthed. Did you see that video?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll send them to you. There's this really cringy thirst trap selfie video.
Oh, was
Matt
it where he had his
posted.
Arm up and he was shirtless or something?
No, he had his necklace in his mouth and he like spits it out at the
my
end.
God.
If you saw it, you would know. I'll
Matt,
send it to you.
Don't let this get to you.
So he posted that, I think, preseason. People found it and were like sharing it. Then Corey
so
made
okay.
Yeah, but it like came up like during the season and people were like making jokes and memes about it. Then Corey made a version of it after the season, and then Jag also made a version of it after the season.
Everybody's doing it.
They were
I feel like
so
it's funny if Jag
fucking
does it.
Funny. Yeah, they were really funny. So if you haven't seen them, you have to go look at them. But yeah,
I'll have to go look. Are they on Instagram?
I'll send them to you after. I saw them on Twitter, but I'm sure they're probably also on Instagram. I don't know where you'll be able to find Matt's because he's, I don't know if it's still up.
I'll just Twitter search it.
But yeah, try Twitter. Corey posted a photo of America in his childhood bedroom. She joined them.
That's
for
so creepy.
Thanksgiving. What's creepy about it?
He posted a picture of her in his bedroom with all the jokes about her being a cradle robber.
Because they were home for Thanksgiving. Where else are they going to stay? Everyone stays in their childhood bedroom when they go home for Thanksgiving.
Not with a cougar.
I mean, she's not that much older than him.
How old is she?
She's 27, I think, and he's 22.
Oh. What? Why are they making it seem like she's like 50 years old?
I don't know. Everybody's... Well, that's... The other thing is, like, I don't think anyone would say anything if she was the guy and he was the girl. But because
there
she's...
There would be some talk,
girl,
but not as much. Not nearly as much.
Yeah. Like, people always say something when it's a girl, but when it's a guy, they don't care. But yeah, she did join them for Thanksgiving, which I thought was sweet because the sister invited her for Thanksgiving in the, like, family messages. Remember when they got those family messages in the jury? And this sister was like, I already have your seat saved for Thanksgiving.
How stinking cute.
And then she went. So sweet. And they made friendship bracelets together.
Sweet.
I was like, I love that. His birthday post for America killed me. He posted, like, a birthday tribute on his Instagram. And the caption, which perfectly sums up them too. I may not have won Big Brother, but I did sleep with the fourth member of the jury. Happy birthday, babe.
Oh my God.
Which is like exactly their humor. Just so cringy and like too much information. But it wouldn't be AmeriCorey without something like that.
Cringe.
Without some cringe involved.
AmeriCringy.
I also saw a rumor, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I saw a rumor that apparently she is moving to Nashville so that they can, like, stay together because he has to
finish. Oh, he's from Nashville, right?
He's going to school in Nashville. I don't know if he's from there. I don't actually remember where he's from, but she was living in New York City because that's where her job was, but she quit her job before the season, and, like, she doesn't really have any ties to New York City. So I guess it's like only natural that she would go live there because he has to like finish school. But it's so crazy to me when like Big Brother relationships make it outside of the house. Like I always think back to Bailey and Swaggy and they're about to have like another baby.
That I was not shocked that they were together after the season. I was shocked with how fast they moved.
Yeah. But also like the fact that there are Big Brother babies is crazy. Soon we're going to have little core whores running around and little Americans.
Who was it that was running his Instagram? Was it his brother?
Yeah, I think so.
I was effing laughing at the captions.
Yep.
He's like, oh, one more week until Corey gets mad at me for seeing what I posted while he's gone. I'm laughing so
He was running his sweater too. It was top tier content.
Oh my God, it was hysterical because he was hashtagging the core's whores.
So funny.
Oh my God, I was cracking up. I'm like, I can't even imagine. I don't even know who I would pick on my social media. I think I'd rather it be inactive.
Right. Just like let it sit until you get back.
Oh my God, I was cracking up at the comments.
I would just schedule some posts because now you can schedule posts on Instagram. I'd post and be like, if I'm still
but you won't have any content.
Here, I'll just post old photos. I'll be like, yeah, I'm here in the Big Brother house. I scheduled this before. How am I doing? We're like, I don't know. I've got some stupid
from
shit.
The past,
right?
From the future.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, this is a good segue because we're about to talk about Blue anyways. She actually posted a really cute reel / TikTok.
Oh wait, Corey's not on Cameo.
No, he's not on Cameo. Nope. And it was, she recorded... Like while she was going through the audition process for Big Brother, she recorded like talking to herself post season. And then she did the responses when she got out. So it was like, hey, Blue, like, I heard you made it into the Big Brother house. Did you get into any showmances? Did you do this? Blah, blah. And then
I was
she was
thinking
like
cute.
responding, and it was actually very sweet and cute. So you guys should go check that out.
So sweet
But
how she's such a fan like that. Like,
I
that's
know.
cute.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Miss Kitty Kitty Purr.
If you're reacting to this right now, it means you got into Big Brother. So congrats.
Congrats to you too, bitch.
The big question, did you win? Okay, pish posh, how many games did you win? Girl, please, because I know you're a competitive ass bitch. You were so close. You were the only woman veto holder this year, so what about it? Dying to know, did you find the love of your life?
You did get into showmance.
Okay, but what's the tea? What was the twist of season 25?
Yeah, that showmance of yours, he's in this game with his mother. I don't mean like mother, I mean like mother mother. By the end of the game, y'all actually get really close.
Did you make any besties? You actually do. Tell me about them.
Here's your day one, Riley, Matt, and Jack. But be careful of these two. There's the Mama Fee, the Mimi, Blue Coles, and even the in-between, the Cameron. Girl, not that bad.
Okay, enough, enough. The real question is, did you have fun?
It is the best and worst experience that you will ever experience. Enjoy it because I did.
Yay! Either way, welcome back. I know you missed everyone. Good job and love you.
Love you too.
Mwah.
And she's like, I mean, we knew because going into the season, like we knew she was big on TikTok and all that stuff, but she's really good with the content. She did a cute reel unboxing all the stuff she got from Big Brother, which a bunch of the house guests have done those. I think Jag did one. I think maybe Matt did one. But she did like the whole unboxing thing. All of
Oh.
the cast went to her mom's restaurant for their last family dinner, which was very sweet. Her mom is a Mimi, Ceree, and Felicia stan, and apparently took a shot with Mimi at the family dinner,
Stop.
which was a big deal. Blue
Stop her
posted that.
mom.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And she's like this little Korean lady. She's so
My mom
adorable.
absolutely adores Mimi. She's like, she is beautiful.
She is
Look at
like
her.
everyone's favorite because Blue also said that her sister was a Mimi and Izzy stan. So like everybody's obsessed with Mimi for some reason. And like
Well,
I
she
don't
was
blame
so
them. I
like
love her too.
well-spoken and
Yeah.
so calm. But my mom's like in love with her. I'm thinking of getting her a cameo just for Christmas.
Oh my God, you should. I can did I tell you already how much it was? $44. Maybe she got a special going on
44.
for Black Friday, Cyber Monday and all that. Some of
Maybe it'll
them
be 43.99.
Are doing sales for the holidays, so check it out.
Stop.
She is back at home now though, Blue, and she has just been like super active on socials. She's already got some sponsorships going on.
We
She's
go.
doing her thing. How much do you think she's charging on Cameo?
65.
She's charging $50 last I checked.
Why am I overselling these people? They're not getting enough.
Honestly, I feel like she is kind of underselling herself just because like
Last three people undersell, undersell, undersell.
she was like she does like her she has her social media voice down. She's got like the Kitty Kitty Purr and all of it. And then she's also like big into like K-pop and stuff. So I know like she has a lot of the K-pop fans that are like into her. So I'm like, girl, you need to charge more than $50. Those K-pop
For
stans are
real.
crazy. They will get you the money.
Not
However,
even that, but like she has a personality.
right, she has a good personality for it. She also has an exclusive Instagram, which is funny to me.
What is that?
There's like a feature on Instagram now where you can like pay money to subscribe to people so you can get
Oh
like
my
extra
God, these
content.
people.
So she's doing that. It's basically like OnlyFans, but for Instagram, but it doesn't have to be obviously like provocative stuff. It could be anything. So I don't know what she's posted on her exclusive IG, but it exists. Next up, we have America. There was the first thing that I saw post finale of her was a video of her drunk, jokingly yelling at Jag's brother, saying, "I never should have voted for you" in the finale. It was a very
Jag's
strange
brother.
moment, but yeah, it was her because his brother looks just like him. It was a very strange video, but very funny, and it made the rounds on Twitter. Also, the only reason that America is on Instagram is because Corey convinced her to reactivate her account. She hadn't posted since 2019. And so like pre-COVID. And so she finally posted, and apparently they got shit for not passing the green line test in their pic with Jailer. So her first post
What's
was like
that?
mocking that. I don't really know
Green
what it
wine
is.
dress?
I think it's like it has to do with the way you stand in a photo. Like whoever is standing up straight, up and down is like the dominant one in the relationship. And then the person who's leaning
Oh, cry
is
me a
supposed
river.
to
We
be
know
like
America's the dominant one.
whatever. And she, yeah, that was like the thing. They didn't pass the green line test. So her first post was like a joke caption clapping back at people who were talking about that, which is just very America of her. She also posted a photo with, speaking of, Derek and Claire trying not to fangirl when meeting my idols. And it was, the first photo was her and Corey, Derek and Claire. She also posted pictures with Brittany and Hannah Chada, Tommy Bracco, Taylor and
Tommy annoys me.
Joseph. And I think that was it. Yeah.
Tommy annoys me now.
Me too. His personality is huge.
When I look at you, I see home.
What?
That was so funny. I was dying.
Top Big Brother clip. For
Mostly
sure.
Because I could not stand what's her face.
Christy. Yeah.
I was like, go home.
She was obnoxious.
You can always look at me and see home.
What?
You can always look at me and see home.
What?
You can always look at me and see home.
Corey and America recently met up with Bowie Jane, who treated them to treated her to dinner for evicting her on her HOH, is what America wrote on the story panel. And I believe she did have a cameo, but she has since paused it, and I wasn't able to see how much she was charging.
She probably
so
had a chunk of them too.
Yeah, I don't know how much her cameos are going for, but
I'd guess 50 because everyone's underselling themselves.
Yeah, probably 50. Next up, we have Sari. She
Yay!
Has not been like super,
Yay!
Super active, I don't feel like, but she did post a thank you video to like thank her fans and supporters. She posted a weird comment that people found on Jared's girlfriend's or ex-girlfriend's Instagram saying she's so excited to see her and stuff, which is weird because I don't know, her and Jared were weird about that whole thing during the season too. Like, are they together? Were they not? They were both shitting on Blue a lot, which I thought was not very nice.
What?
But I thought that comment was strange. I don't know if him and his girlfriend are back together or not, nor do I really care, but I thought that was interesting that she was commenting.
You need
on
a gangsta,
girls' Insta.
You know him.
Of course. Sari and Matt got the guest spots on The Bold and the Beautiful. Riley
yeah,
and Jared
power
went
duo.
With them for the taping. But yeah, those two got picked, which I don't think is surprising.
Enough, Jared, enough.
But it's really rare that the AFP doesn't get asked to go for the taping. Super awkward. But
not really eye candy.
The other two got got asked, so. She was also recently featured in Variety's list of most powerful women on reality TV, which is friggin' cool.
Sari?
Yeah.
Good for her.
She made the list.
Mama C.
Other than that, she's back to date nights with her hubby, which I think is how she likes it. And she's not on Cameo because you know this girl does not want to be doing
she's
any kind
them.
Of work. She just wants to chill. So, yeah, that's that.
Blame her. She'd probably do them in her robe anyway.
Right? As she should.
I wonder if she took that home.
Probably. I bet you she did. Miss Felicia has given us a plethora of content since she has been out of the house. There's no lack of
content.
She
ain't mentioned no mustard seed, right?
She mentions the mustard seed quite often. I cannot keep up with everything she has been posting. She posted her
Oh, fake
son.
Fan.
She posted about her son meeting the cast, including Jared, because Jared was her TV son. So, like, that was kind of cute. Did a post about that. She posted about her family on Thanksgiving. She's been posting cooking videos, videos with her husband. I could go on and on. My favorite, however.
I thought it was so sweet when she found out Sari was Jared's mom.
I know.
She's like, that's why.
Explains everything all of a sudden.
And it's
it
funny
because
she was so close to Sari at one point. And she's like, are you kidding me?
Right. She's like, what is
you
up?
You say nothing.
My favorite moment was she did a live stream unboxing, her Big Brother stuff. And she dropped her phone during the middle of the live stream. Like I was on a tripod or something, and she dropped it. When she picked it back up and put it back on the tripod, it was upside down. So, like a few minutes of the live stream are just upside down until someone comes into the room, I think maybe her husband, and flips it over for her. And she was like, "Was that upside down that whole time?" And she's like, "They've been watching this upside down." She was like very embarrassed. And all the people in the comments were trying to be like, "Felicia, fix your phone," but she wasn't
Like, of
looking.
all people, it'd be her.
She was just over there gabbing away, showing all the stuff she got. And she was like, "That was upside down that whole time."
So
So
funny of
funny.
her to be like oblivious. Oh my
Yeah,
God.
she cracks me up. But her content is plentiful. So if you're a Felicia stan like I am, go check out her Instagram. She's on TikTok now too, which
Go
is
check out her
big.
Felicia feed.
Yeah, which is big. Her TikTok, she didn't even know what TikTok was until Blue explained it to her in the house. So big moment that she's on TikTok
I
now.
wonder if they're gonna do like a dance.
Oh my God, imagine that would be so
That'd
funny if
be
they do a
so
choreographed
funny.
dance. How much do you think she's charging on Cameo?
Should be charging 65, $70.
Last I checked, she was charging $79, which I think is perfectly fair for her.
There.
Yeah, right? Like she has the most personality. You know she's gonna give you something good. So I like that price for Miss Felicia. Maybe I'll buy one for myself. Next up, we have fucking Bowie Jane, which to this
next.
day, to this day, I do not know if she has seen that song. I'm sure she has. I'm waiting for the moment when she posts a video of her doing a DJ set and playing that song.
What?
The fucking Bowie Jane song.
That's a song?
Christina, have you not heard it?
If I just asked you what song, obviously I didn't hear
Oh
it.
my God, you need to go.
It's
Okay.
called Bowie Jane.
It's fucking Bowie Jane. It's
Oh my
the
God, the
clip.
whole sentence is the name.
It's the clip of just search fucking Bowie Jane song and you'll hear it. It's so fucking funny. It's like clips of
Yeah.
Felicia. Have you seen this?
Oh my God, I'm sitting here thinking you talk about a real ass song.
No, like it's a song someone
Oh
made.
my God, I'm an idiot. I'm like, someone put out a song called
I was
fucking
like, what
Bowie
is.
Jane.
Do you know what I'm
Oh
talking
my
about,
God.
though, right?
No, I haven't seen it though.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll send it to you after this. It's so funny.
Remember the comment.
Fucking Bowie Jane. Fucking Bowie Jane.
No.
Fucking Bowie Jane. Fucking Bowie Jane.
No.
Fucking Bowie Jane.
Where's the bye-bye bitches?
Today.
Today.
No. Turn our lights out.
Blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, raspberries. Blueberries, strawberries, all of that shit.
But I need her to post, her to use it in a DJ set.
I was watching one of Bowie Jane's live the other week. She was talking about how she was with Monty, but he was like often in his own area of the backyard. And I was watching it, could not be more bored.
Yeah, she is, I don't know.
Oh,
She's trying
blah.
really hard to cultivate an audience like postseason, but I don't know. It's very strange.
Sweet, but it's just like not.
She's one of the like stragglers that stuck around at Todrick's house with Kylan and Monty for some reason. Matt was also
She's
there.
friends with Monty. Monty was with her at
Yeah.
whatever house it was. Maybe it
It's
was
a
Todrick's.
weird dynamic. There's like a few of these stragglers that are just like grasping for any amount of Big Brother fame that they can get. And so apparently they've latched onto Bowie Jane because no one else
And
wants
that's
them.
the weird thing is she came in third.
Yeah.
How is it that she's not that popular? I think it just goes to show that it doesn't matter what place you come in.
Right. Totally. She's been up to a lot though, postseason. She immediately got a haircut the day after the finale that she posted about, after Cameron gave her that awful haircut in the house. Her and her parents have been hanging a lot with Jag and his family, which is
That's sweet.
interesting. Yeah, I never saw them being friends, like her and Jag really being friends, but they seem to be pretty close.
Did you see Matt hug Jag's dad on finale
Yes, it
night?
was very
How
sweet.
stinking
Well, that
sweet.
was his brother, I think. But yeah, I did see that.
No, his dad was there.
I thought it was just his brother and sister. Maybe the dad was there too.
He looked what much older.
Oh, maybe it was the dad then.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but it just was so sweet. He was hugging him. He was saying something to him. He was like, eh.
So cute. Probably thanks for sticking by my boy and saving him back all those weeks ago. She has seen the memes of her finale question, which have gone, you know, viral. So she's seen those, and she has picked up her DJ gear from storage, but no indication of whether or not she has seen the fucking Bowie Jane song.
I don't remember her question. I know it was stupid.
Oh my gosh, you haven't seen all the memes
useless.
Of it?
I forget what it was. It was stupid.
It was,
how did your game change for, I'm going to say the better, when you joined the mafia with Matt and I?
She should have said something like, do you ever plan on bringing me, or were you like not truthful?
I think she just didn't give a shit anymore. So she
I
was
think
like,
she just doesn't want to know.
I'm just going to say whatever.
I guess so.
But she's seen the memes, so that's all that really matters. Her parents have apparently been in the U.S. since October because they thought she was going to go home sooner. So they flew out, and then they just stayed until she got out of the house, which I thought was funny.
Oh my God.
Oh, she has seen that emoji that people made of her. Have you seen that?
No.
She really, for someone who everyone really disliked, she had a lot of memes this season. There's like, somebody basically made a really smiley emoji with big teeth and pigtails of her.
Oh my God, stop. That's kind of so cute.
She's seen it. I think she shared it a few times.
Cute though.
Yeah, it's endearing, that's for sure.
Sweetheart.
She's back at her CrossFit gym doing her thing. She lives on the West Coast in LA, I think. So she's kind of just hanging around that area, which is probably why she's been at Todrick's and stuff. And then, yeah, she hung out with American Akori a bit because she went on a trip to New York City. So, you know, they got dinner and stuff. How much do you think she's charging on Cameo?
I'm going to guess 75.
She's charging $39, which I think is also fair.
What the fuck? Make that money.
I can't see anyone paying any amount of money to listen to her speak. Sounds like torture.
Honestly,
but...
though, it might be a good marketing ploy to have them so cheap.
Yeah.
And they'll get racked up.
You just book a bunch.
Because if you're going to book a Big Brother cameo, odds are you book more than one.
Right. And you probably want
to
do
to spend the money, you know?
And yeah, if you're the person like doing the cameos, you probably want to capitalize on like your first week or two out of the house, because that's when people are going to care the most. So it's like put it lower and then kind of go through and do them all, as many as you can.
Exactly.
Let's move on to Matt.
Yay!
How much do you think he's charging on Cameo?
I think he should be charging a whopping 75, but I think he's actually going to charge 65.
Well, you were right on the money with 75, because that's what he's charging.
Well, good for you.
He's been very active on Instagram, like letting people know that he's available on Cameo. So he's trying to rack up the cameos. Who knows? Maybe he's doing a sale right now for the holidays or something.
Maybe he wants to go visit Riley.
Anyone wants the cameos? I don't know. She seemed to say that he was not into it anymore. So who knows what's going on with them too. But Matt's parents were in California with him, but only stayed for a couple days. Like, he posted like a day or two after the finale, like my parents are off, like they're leaving. And I thought it was weird because I didn't think they were even there because they weren't at the finale taping. But he posted a photo that they were in LA. I don't think so. Like, when everyone came up on the stage to like hug and stuff, like his family didn't go up. So unless they just said that only the winners people could go up, I don't know. I felt like usually it was both, but I thought that was weird.
Maybe they just didn't realize like, oh, we can go up.
Maybe, who knows? I don't know. His situation is weird to me. Like, his mom did the video from home thing, but then like his HOH letter was from Riley.
I was like, huh?
His family seems kind of disjointed from the whole thing, because his mom also like did that weird post about how he doesn't have a bank account like during the season. Yeah, that was like this whole weird thing that she posted about him saying like that he doesn't have money or have his own bank account or something. I don't know.
Who would
say
that?
Who knows? Yeah, it was weird. I think she was saying it in such a way that like it was supposed to be encouraging that, like, oh, he's gonna go on Big Brother and like make a name for himself, but it came off like really weird.
A little weird.
Yeah. The Sunday after finale, Matt and Jag said their goodbyes. They did a little post about it, which was cute.
Aww.
Other than that, yeah, he's just been kind of, he was hanging out with Kylan a lot, which I thought was weird, at Todrick's house watching the challenge.
I don't like him.
They were watching the challenge together because Kylan's on this season. They went to like an LA Kings game together too and like took some photos with fans and stuff. But otherwise, he's back on his workout grind. I think he's trying to get back in shape for the Olympics. But that's pretty much it. He's single. Obviously, he's not with Riley right now. So he's on the market for any of the ladies that are interested that may be listening. And now we have our winner, Mr. Jag Baines, who, again, attended all of the finale fun. But then he was back in OMAC, Washington by Monday, reunited with his cats. He was very excited to be home with them. He also, I believe, has an exclusive Instagram account, similar to what Blue did.
He doesn't strike me as a cat guy.
Really? I do get the cat vibe from him, I think.
I don't get no cat vibe.
So you think he would be more of a dog person?
I think he's more of a, I like animals from afar.
He's like, I don't want one of my own person. I could see that.
Like, he's not against it. He just kind of like, I don't know.
He made some videos with his cats when he got home. So he's definitely a cat guy. speaking of that cringy thirst trap that he made that was like a copy of Matt's, his caption, he did post on Instagram, now I'm remembering, and his caption was Jaggy Ice.
Oh my God.
So you all have that to look forward to if you haven't seen it already. Go check out Jag's Instagram. He's posted a lot of other cringy videos that remind me of like Vine. Just like I think he's purposefully making them a little bit cringe.
Oh, probably.
But yeah, they're very Vine coded. So if you were a fan of Vine videos, you probably like Jag's content.
I love Vine.
He did his, you know, Big Brother unboxing, as a bunch of the other house guests have done. He is getting into real estate with his brother. So if anybody's looking to buy a place in the Washington area, I guess hit them up.
Beat them up.
So did a speaking event for Special Olympics in the Washington area, which we already know he's been like involved with that for a long time, so not super surprising. But yeah, otherwise he's just been, you know, back to his normal life. I'm assuming he's still, you know, running his trucking company or whatever it is that he does on top of real estate and all that stuff. But you know, he's got a nice padded bank account now, so
good for him.
How much, so speaking of his padded bank account, how much do you think the winner of BB25 is charging on Cameo?
I think 90 something.
$99. I don't know if he's still at $99, but that's how much he was charging when he first got out, which for a winner, I think is fair.
I would say 100 for a winner. Yeah, sold.
I feel like pretty fair and
fair amount.
I feel like in past seasons, people have really kind of overdone it with their Cameo prices, but this season they have been so fair, like almost too fair. They need to charge a little bit more for themselves, value themselves a little more.
Don't give them any ideas.
I know, right? Don't let them get it. Our recording got cut off, but that's all she wrote. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you next season. Enjoy reindeer games if you are choosing to partake. That's a wrap on this episode. To join in on the discussion, use the hashtag OBrotherPodcast on social media. And you can find me at It's Me Bree Lee everywhere. Thanks for listening. Bye.